Welcome to another podcast in the series, What Saith the Scriptures? But before we begin, let me just give you a brief reminder of where and how this came about. The recordings which we hope to give are a brief outline of the message and the content of the books of the Bible. Well, this, of course, you already know. This material was adapted by Pastor Jack Seaton and came from anonymous notes in an old volume of the Bible, which consisted of 11 small pocket-sized volumes. These were then adapted by Pastor Jack Seaton, and the series appeared in print during 1977 in the Wicket Gate magazine. The books that we are to look at today in this podcast are the books of the Chronicles. So, what saith the Scriptures? The books of Chronicles. According to Jewish tradition, the books of Chronicles were written by Ezra, the scribe, for the use of the two tribes that returned from bondage in the land of Babylon. In the books of Kings, the historian, after the revolt of the 10 tribes, presents us with a history of both nations. Whilst the books of Chronicles, the narrative is chiefly confined to the kingdom of Judah only. The Chronicles may have been in part taken from the two books of Samuel and the two books of Kings, and supplemented according to God's purpose through the writer. In the earlier chapters of the first book of Chronicles, we have mainly a genealogical record, which is valuable as a means of comparison with the other records given in the previous books of the Bible. This leads us into the introduction of King David in the 10th chapter, in the account of Saul's last battle and death, which closely resembles that given in the last chapter of 1 Samuel. From that incident to the end of the first book of Chronicles, the history covers the same period as 2 Samuel, but includes the account of the death of David and the ascension of Solomon, which are given in fuller measure in the first book of Kings. In comparing the two histories, they will be found to greatly supplement each other, many incidents which are referred to in both being given briefly in the one and more fully in the other. When the remnant of the people of Judah, after their 70 years captivity in Babylon, returned once again to their own land, their leaders, mindful of God's judgments on their fathers, strove to awaken in them a strict observance of the Mosaic law, more especially after the rebuilding of the temple. Hence, we find recorded here in minute detail David's regulations for the due administration of the service of the sanctuary, which are not alluded to in the book of Samuel. Again, several incidents in David's life, such as his great sin, which are found there, are omitted here. Also, in the second of the two Chronicle books are given particulars of the revivals of religious observances in the reigns of Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Josiah, the latter two especially, which tended to delay the subsequent fate of the nation, and which are not given in the parallel passages in 2 Kings. The second book of Chronicles, as well as the book of Kings, are in several instances referred to in the New Testament, and notably by Christ himself in his allusion to the touching narrative of Elijah and the widow of Sarepta, drawing from it an important lesson. The book of Chronicles, commencing with Adam and ending with the return of the Jews from the captivity, extended over a period of almost 3,500 years. Trust you found those thoughts from those old notebooks found by Pastor Seaton of benefit. This podcast came from the Wicket Gate magazine. That's www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thank you for listening.